from the South Coast and a very rainy torrential downpour Fall River at Pier 52. But you guys are here, and good morning and hello, and thank you for being here this morning. Great to be back. I would have loved if we could have been at the Tipsy Seagull, but we're right next door. We're looking out over the waterway and batting down the hatches. Sailors, because it's not a beautiful morning.
But I have to say, the most comfortable chairs I've ever sat in.
Really?
So I'm very content.
All right.
You know, nice and cozy.
Okay.
Get me a little blanket.
Right.
I
love
just,
it.
You
that's
know,
a, that's
nice.
A, that's an interesting observance.
And can I also say, Pier 52, gorgeous
yeah.
inside.
Right. It's very nice.
I love a rattan light fixture. That's what I said to Greg when I walk in.
Same.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, Curtis said the exact same thing.
Yeah. And Courtney said she was going to nap in the seat during Wiggy's lead, which I thought was good.
Yeah,
no,
it's all right.
Never
yeah.
Wiggy's.
No, it's all good.
Well,
that's true.
We are here all morning, and we had a great night last night, those of us who made it out for family dinner, and we were right over across the street at Morgan's Cantina, Curtis and I, and Mike and Nicole, who own this place and host us down here every year. And it was great dinner last night. So
awesome dinner. Great conversation. Cool spot. I love meeting people that have just built everything. Like, it's
yeah.
so foreign to me. I famously didn't build my own crib.
Yeah.
And yeah. Mike is telling me, he's like, this used to be a shed, and I had a vision for it. And then you see it now. It's like this gorgeous Mexican restaurant with like ground to ceiling windows, and then at like three quarters of the way through the dinner, he's like, hey, how about some fresh air? He walks next to me, he like pulls the thing like a garage door
yeah.
up to the chandelier, and he's like, oh, I think we need to lower the chandelier by 2 inches, and then like magically it's all fixed, and he sits down, he's like, oh, nice. And
yeah.
I'm like, I couldn't have done any of that.
And also, like legit Mexican food, like not foo-foo-y,
no.
you know, Michelin star, like you could legit get Curtis at enchiladas.
Excellent.
Great. Like, you don't have to, like, mix it up and do it up like you're, like, you know, you're a James Beard chef. Like,
yeah.
Mexican food, when done traditionally, there's nothing better.
It's and I was talking to Mike, a lot of the places around Boston, they try and do, like, new spins on everything.
Yeah, no, you don't need to do that.
No, I want enchiladas. They were spectacular. The chips and pico
yeah.
and salsa, awesome. Best salsa I've ever had.
It's great as it is. You don't have to do anything else to it, which apparently is the philosophy of the Boston Red Sox. So I sat there yesterday. Curtis and I were chatting at 5 minutes to six, and we're like, okay.
Here we go.
They're in on Joe Ryan. They're going to go get Joe Ryan. I love this baseball team. And then they did absolutely diddly squat.
We couldn't find a lineman.
Nothing. And I don't understand, and we are here to talk about it. We'll talk about it with you fine people this morning. We'll probably, rather than guest leads, we'll probably put up, we should go put up an angry Red Sox fan mic that is accessible throughout the entire show, because to be sitting here with a team that is in playoff contention and to do absolutely nothing and to be unable to get a deal done when it feels like if you gave them what they wanted, you could have had Joe Ryan on this baseball team. And then to sit there and let everybody else around you get better. The Blue Jays got better. The Yankees got better. The Rangers got better. Seattle got better.
The team in
Curtis.
Town tonight, the Astros got
yep.
better.
The Astros got better. Everybody got better. You did nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
It was sadly predictable for me, but I go back to the Devers trade because had the Red, obviously, Greg, today you look right. Like, I mean, it seems like he's got problems. He has not helped the Giants. The Giants were partially selling. I'm not arguing the validity of whether that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But nobody can doubt that had the Red Sox assumed the money, they would have gotten a better package. And we now know the only person they dealt was a person they acquired in the trade of Devers to the Giants to get the sixth starter from the Dodgers. That was their big acquisition. If you are able to take on that money, get better prospects, then you can potentially get Joe Ryan. And that is the moment I knew they were not adding at the deadline, because they had an opportunity to spend money to improve this year's club. And while it was indirect, you would have had better players, and then you would have been – able to acquire said players yesterday to improve the team.
But don't they have good players when they tell us?
I think they do. I mean,
But if they're horned up to keep those guys.
That's a problem.
Right.
They want to keep those guys. It's back to John Henry.
And the salary cap.
And realigning when it comes to what they're spending on players throughout the league and the fact that you keep those prospects and then you don't have to pay them. You know, you get those guys locked in and you get them cheap for the next 4 or 5 years rather than find veteran players who are going to cost you a little bit but are going to also help you win a World Series. And so how many trade deadlines in a row is this where they've done nothing?
Four.
Yeah. Is it four?
Four straight.
Four in a row.
Yep.
And
well, luckily we got the Patriots. So
it's infuriating, and especially when you it's got to be infuriating to the guys that are on that team.
But Greg, can we agree on one thing? Can we stop saying they have to do X because otherwise people will be mad?
Yeah,
because we've said that now for 4 years.
Well, you don't think people are mad this morning?
No. I'm saying we would. In advance of the deadline, you and Ken and people that are smarter than me sat back and said, they have to do something.
Yeah, this is the year. They're going to have to do something this year. Yes.
And then they don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, at some point, you got to believe who they are. They're not a big market team anymore. They don't act like one. They don't want to be one. They want to reshape the way the contracts are structured. And John Henry is leading the charge of a salary cap. So he can't simultaneously say, we can't have these super teams and then be acquiring all these guys at the deadline and ballooning their salaries on his team.
That's what they become. They become that team. They become the Patriots of Major League Baseball, where they're not going to spend a ton of money. They're going to rely on the guys that they have, the chemistry thing. Maybe they didn't want to blow it up, but you're right, Curtis. When you look at what they want to do, it's, you know, they want to keep payroll down. That's the new move of what we should expect from the Boston Red Sox moving forward.
It's not a new move. It's a it's a move that they have been affecting for the last 4 years.
Yeah, well, you can expect it. So I don't think fans were mad. I think most fans
What are you talking about?
Most fans were like Curtis. They expected that they weren't going to do anything.
Fans were mad, and also you can't really blame.
You don't think that most fans thought like Curtis?
But they were hoping that there was some type of
difference. No, hope is different.
And now you can't blame Craig Breslow because Heim Bloom did the same thing. And you bring in Craig Breslow, now it's 4 years and you're not doing anything at the trade deadline. It comes from
the top.
You can't blame Craig Breslow?
No, it comes from the top. Because when we had Heim Bloom, he didn't do anything.
Craig Breslow can do anything he wants to do. If he doesn't want to do it, then he shouldn't be in the job. Like, if he doesn't...
Right, he can't do anything he wants to do. He has to do what John Henry wants him to do.
He went and did deals in the offseason.
Okay.
He did one that he didn't want to do that his manager wanted to do.
That's different than John Henry. I'm saying John Henry is the head of the beast.
Yeah, no,
So when you have Heim Bloom, and we all blamed Heim Bloom for not doing anything at the trade deadline,
Heim Bloom is in the rearview mirror. Like, that doesn't matter to me one bit.
Okay.
Like, I am... There are two people, John Henry, who's the boss, and Craig Breslow, who is the chief baseball officer of the organization.
Correct.
Who went on this radio station and anybody else who would have him and told you that he was going to be very active at the deadline time. He was not.
Right.
That's on him.
And this goes back to whenever the Devers trade was. They did, if you remember the crisis PR management, it was like every other night there would be Sam or Breslow on Nesson or with us saying, we are reinvesting. We are not punting on this year. We are going to be active in improving this year's team. They said it over and over again. And I'm sorry. I know they don't like it when you say that. They lied.
Yeah, and Curtis, you were right. You had said it, and I think most fans – now, I'm kind of coming over to your street where fans were going into this. I think if we put a poll up yesterday, will the Red Sox do anything? I think most fans would have said no. So I understand that they're frustrated.
You're wrong.
But
you're a liar.
I don't know why you know, I don't know why this is where you're laying your hat.
No, I'm saying because I'm laying my hat on fans being what Curtis has been saying for the longest time. they know what the Red Sox are. So it's almost like, you know, this girl don't put out, and when she doesn't put out, you're not going to be mad. You just know who she is, and I think that's what Curtis has been saying for 4 years.
Can I just add this, because Wiggs, I want to correct one thing. I was still pissed last night. Like,
right.
You can expect it and then still be mad about it.
Well, I'm not saying that they're not mad. I'm just saying
that's what you've been saying.
I'm saying they expected it, though.
Okay.
There's a difference, Greg, of being mad and then knowing that you're going to be mad already.
Okay, I just don't know why you're fighting on that point.
I'm not fighting on it. I don't know why you're fighting me on my opinion. Like, fans were going to be mad, and I think that they went into it knowing that nothing was going to happen, so their feelings were going to be the same today as they were yesterday.
Wiggy, you told me yesterday that they were definitely going to make a move.
Yeah, but that was me, and I was wrong.
Yeah, that was me.
I thought they were going to make a move, but I should have been beating the drum like Curtis. And the more people, and if we put a poll up yesterday, I
played the drums.
I think more people would have been like, man, Wiggy, don't buy into it because this is who they are, and Curtis was right. So I'm upset, but I know that this is who the girl is. She ain't doing anything. No matter how much she tells me she is, this is who she is.
And I was listening.
Kid-friendly show.
Yes, thank you. I was listening to Jones and Keefe, as I do every day when I was driving down here, and they did a great job, and they had this sounder that would play whenever a trade was made.
Yeah.
And then Billy would, you know, announce it, and of course it had nothing to do with the Red Sox. And I even thought that because Wiggy, we had discussed, like, if there's not players available, maybe they'll have that as an excuse.
Right.
Well, as of like 11 a.m., that was out the window because there were deals being done with the Astros and Correa and the Padres and all these teams.
Plenty of players available.
And in that moment, I was like, okay, well, they can't use that excuse.
No.
And I even started questioning. I'm like, well, then they have to. And then it was 5:50, and I think it was like John Paul Morosi from Fox Sports tweeted, Red Sox making a late push for Ryan with the Twins. And I was like, wow, stealth Breslow. Yeah. He's coming in out of nowhere.
I mean, Yankees got, late in the day, Yankees got a 27-year-old stud from the Giants for four prospects. You have prospects. That's what you spent the last 5 years touting as the number one advantage for your franchise.
And like, the money they gave Cora, in hindsight, looks like hush money.
Yeah.
They gave him $7 million a year, so they knew he wouldn't, because he would get his money and not bitch about the organization.
Well, there's a lot to talk about this morning. We are in Fall River, and we are in the middle of some kind of a torrential nor'easter downpour, but we're here at Pier 52, and we got a lot to get to on the show this morning, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. They set it at 7:20, and we will definitely talk about what Drake May said yesterday to those who don't want him running the football, Shime. So that and other things coming up during They Set It. News with Courtney at 7:45, weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic at 8:45 this morning, and Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, will join us at 9 on this morning's show. This is Eric from Wakefield. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. Shime, I got a perfect song for you to play in the morning songs. Lies, Lies, Lies by Morgan Waller. It's a good country western song. That's one. Two, I'm buying all kinds of T-shirts that say, I'm with Stupid. All my families and friends, I'm going to give them the T-shirts so they know they're with me because I'm with Stupid, because I keep falling for the same old dog and pony trick show. They break my heart. I see the bottom of the screen go by, and this guy goes for the 9th and 11th and 15th best prospect, and this guy goes for the 5th and the 9th. I don't understand, guys. He's playing. Ask Breslow why these other places can get away with 9, 15, and 18 and get a nice starter or a nice relief piece, and we can't do it.
Because I'll ask him, you're not going to get a straight answer. He's going to tell you that, like he said last night, that no prospect was off the table. No player that was currently on the baseball team was untradeable. Everybody was out there, and they couldn't get it over. They couldn't get the deal over the finish line, Curtis. They were right there with Joe Ryan, and they just couldn't get it done. They're not going to tell you what the real reason is, and that is they don't want to spend money.
Right.
And they do not want to spend money. And so you're stuck with that, and you're going to have to be – if you're going to be – what they're saying is if you're going to be a fan of our baseball team, you're going to be have to be happy with us hovering above 500 and hoping that we squeak into a wild card spot. And that's what you get.
Yep.
And that's what you get. And it's really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
The optics too, Greg, tonight. So let's say in December you got your dad 4 Sox tickets for Christmas. And you said, oh, Sox Astros should be a good summer weekend at Fenway. You spend $800 of the tickets. You got a couple $100 for booze and parking tonight. And you walk into a stadium that has no added talent against an Astros team that just got drastically improved, and you can't even get a hot dog because they won't pay the vendors to sell you hot dogs in your seat.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, this organization is a clown show. I cannot wait to talk to Brezel. I don't think they realize the chasm between them and their fans. So many people, it's a love-hate relationship. I loved the Red Sox growing up.
Yep.
It's in my bones. It's in my blood. And they're doing everything in their power to make me hate them.
Well, if you want to be on this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line. Same number. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And to start us off this morning with what is trending, here is Courtney.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. We've talked about it already, but the trade deadline came and went for the Sox, and Craig Breslow did nothing. After getting Steven Matz on Wednesday night, they got pitcher Dustin May from the Dodgers in exchange for 2 minor leaguers. We will have Craig on this morning at 9.
So, just let's be clear about this. You have a team that is going for a World Series in the Dodgers. And what you got from that team, who is clearly wants to have anybody around who might be able to eat up a few innings, is you got the guy that they're casting off. You got the guy they don't want.
Right.
Okay.
Traded with the contender to get the person they don't trust in the playoff.
Yeah, you just got another arm like Breslow said he wasn't going to do. Yeah.
The Sox back in action tonight. They have the Astros in town. 7:10 first pitch from Fenway. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Chargers beat the Lions 34-7 in the Hall of Fame game last night. And in Washington, Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin requested a trade. This comes as a result of frustration over contract negotiations. Some people eyeing the Patriots as a landing spot for him.
I hope so. Why wouldn't you?
I would think they would, but then again, they run an organization like the Red Sox, so who the hell? Maybe they don't want to spend money.
Well, but you gotta give them something.
I give up a second rounder all day long.
Yeah.
Sean McAdams says the Red Sox are in on him.
Yeah. So. I mean, Sean, do you think they want somebody who can help them now as opposed to a pick, or do you think they don't care?
I mean, it makes sense that you want someone now. You want to win football games.
So,
your team is
not the New England Patriots. I'm talking about the
Commanders. I'm sorry.
Like, do you think you have to give them somebody like Kendrick Bourne? Like, would you be okay with
I believe it was a receiver and then 2 second round picks.
I would do that all day long.
Any receiver on the team they want outside of Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. I give them Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Polk. I'm with Sean.
What about the shoeless guy?
Hey, I give him the shoeless guy and 2
Wiggy,
and 2
I'd even go
picks.
As far as to give them Pop Douglas for Terry McLaurin. Yeah. Oh, I'll
I
take
would
that
all day long.
Right? Sean, would you trade that turnstile Will Campbell?
Curtis, as you know, I don't overreact to training camp.
Because you're going to get McLaurin. You're going to get, you know, McLaurin for what? He's 30 years old. You're going to probably get him on a 4-year deal, and you're going to get 3 good years out of him. I mean, so I.
But let's stop. This is similar to the Red Sox. They're not going to trade.
All right, Curtis. If Curtis says it, I believe it now.
Ken and I have been screaming about getting wide receivers here for 5 years.
No, that ain't
It'd
happening.
Be a great way, though, to just straight up embarrass the Red Sox. Like, that's you would just make the Red Sox look so pathetic if you, as the Patriots, go out and immediately acquire Terry McLaurin as soon as you requested it.
No, I disagree. The Red Sox are perfectly capable of being pathetic on their own.
Well, Subaru summer is finally here. Hit the road in the trusted 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy one with 1.9% financing for up to 72 months or lease for just $255 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
We are on the South Coast.
Yes.
Is this official Coastal Grandma
Coastal
today?
Grandma this morning. Okay. Yes. A nice sweater, a nice cardigan, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe the sun's going to come out at some point. I mean, what do you think?
From
maybe,
your lips to God's ears.
Maybe 9 o'clock?
I actually saw perfect. It's 10 a.m., so the ride home will be dry, but the show will be wet.
All right. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to from Fall River, Massachusetts, with a whole bunch of incredible people who made it through the rain to come out and hang out on a Flex Friday. Nobody doing any work today, and we will be back with our leads next. It is a Flex Friday, and we are in Fall River, and we're at Pier 52, which is right next door to Tipsy Seagull and Best Laid Plans of Mice and Men. We would love to be outside this morning, but we're here indoors under a tent, staring out at the ocean. So not bad on a Friday. You guys, thanks for being here this morning with us. I'm assuming, Shime, you're going with the suggestion that happened right at the beginning of the show from the caller, and the rejoin theme is the disingenuousness of the Boston Red Sox. Is that why you went with Morgan Wallen?
That'd be correct, Greg.
Okay. So you're taking requests. It's all Request Friday?
Yep, all lie-related lie-related songs.
Okay. In honor of Morgan Wallen, I was chucking chairs off of a roof last night.
We will talk with Craig Breslow at 9 this morning, and I have established what I am calling the disgruntled fan mic right here. So anytime your anger reaches a boiling point, just simply bring yourself right up to the microphone, say your piece, and it will be therapeutic. Okay, so that
reminder: no swearing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the way I feel about the Red Sox,
right.
Have at it.
I try to chime.
F bombs, I don't care. But okay, so so disgruntled fan mic set up, ready to go all morning long here. This is Kevin from Billerica. Kevin, good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. You know, I'm just so mad. I mean, this is you know. The Red Sox, I'm going to put a curse on them because they're never going to win another World Series as long as John Henry owns this freaking team. I mean, I'm a product of the fifth grade. Back in the fifth grade, the 67 Red Sox, we all got put in the auditorium. They brought in this little block on my TV to watch it. And then I get home from the school bus. Hey, Mom, can you stop watching the soap opera so I can watch? No. So like, I'm a product of hell. I want this baseball team, John Henry, to get out of here.
Kevin, thank you. Watching it at school on the old black and white with the rabbit ears, and it was and I mean, look,
you lost Kevin. You're kind of screwed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Hey, I have an idea for the Breslow interview.
Yeah.
What if we do AI questions? Like we ask our questions through AI.
Well, I mean,
and it could be a computer to computer interview.
I mean, those guys, we got a DM last night on the show Instagram, and our Instagram for this show is Greg Hill Show WEEI. Am I correct about that, Courtney?
Yes.
All right, give us a follow if you can. And we got a lot of angry DMs last night, directed at the Boston Red Sox. But this one I found particularly of interest at 11:49 last night, and it says, "I respectfully ask you not to have Brez Lowe or Slammin' Sammy Kennedy on your show. Break the contract, pay to make them both go away, take away their platform to not be honest. I mean, when I confronted my wife about her affair with my best friend's sister, she at least was honest and told me the truth."
Holy hell.
And that, I mean, so
yeah, at least she's
therapeutic.
Therapeutic?
Yep.
How long do you think he sat on that before hitting send?
Well, he was ready to go with that.
Therapeutic.
We should ask Breslow what he thinks the Patriots are going to
do. I think that guy's behind the bar right now.
This is Paul from New Hampshire. Paul, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again. Good morning.
Of course. What's up?
Well, as it's so disappointing, but as you recall, I called the show the day before the day of before the trade line. They said, you're not going to get Diddley unless you gave up Anthony, Campbell, and Meyer, and you guys disagreed with me. That's not why I'm calling.
Yeah.
I'm calling because it's one of two things. Either we don't have the prospects that people want, or there's something that they don't want to deal with Breslow. And when you talk to Breslow, please ask him why we traded the potential Cy Young awards in the National League. Quentin, what's his name? Presley? To Milwaukee? He's 10-2 with a 3 ERA, 3.17 ERA or something.
Right,
he could have been pitching for us.
Yeah. All right. I listen, they have prospects. So I don't, I mean, and again, if you're talking specifically about Joe Ryan, I would cut my left arm off to get Joe Ryan. Like, I
saw you were sawing it last night.
I was actually, that was actually a tortilla that I was, I was eating.
Greg, legitimate actual try to offer to pay last night. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yes, I did.
It was real.
You always do. Yes, salad did. Just for you, though?
And that's a whole – it's a narrative that is – it's a false narrative. I pay for everything. Right. It's a false narrative.
And I have to say, Morgan's Cantina is spectacular. Yeah. It even had gluten-free tortillas for Greg.
Yeah, oh, good.
The guacamole was excellent, I thought, last night.
Excellent guac.
You love the salsa.
Salsa was, I would say, the best salsa I've ever had.
Ooh. Yeah.
And wow. Old El Paso's got nothing on that puppy.
Also, hard-o flex from Curtis, who chose the salsa over the guacamole because he's watching his...
Oh, no, I don't like guacamole.
Okay.
You're watching your weight? You're so thin right now.
I wasn't watching my weight. Oh. I had a freaking full plate of enchiladas. Yeah.
I noticed it on Curtis? Your... When I ran into you on the walk the other day, I said, Curtis looks so thin.
Yeah, he does.
I'm watching Curtis. Guacamole.
He looks great. You don't like guacamole?
No. The consistency.
It's so good.
The consistency is like... It's weird because, Courtney, you don't like consistency of certain
deli
things.
Meat.
Guacamole
yeah.
looks like, you know what it looks like. And then there's no taste to it.
Yeah,
like a nice cilantro in it.
Mike is calling. Mike is calling the show from Connecticut. Mike, good morning and hello. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Look, Red Sox Nation, relax. Okay, it's not like the Sox didn't do anything. They picked up a couple pitchers. Yeah, we don't know what they're gonna do. But in previous years, the Sox didn't do anything, and they sucked.
Well, they didn't do anything. Yesterday, they did nothing. They acquired a guy from the Dodgers who were trying to win a World Series.
Come on, dude. Come on.
Come on, dude.
If
you can't be mad today, I don't know when you can be mad. This whole ownership group continues to lie to the face of their consumer. How many times has Sam Kennedy been on the show and admonished me for being negative while telling the audience that they're going to do things they never actually do?
You're wrong. You're a liar.
Like, they're despicable what they've done to the fan base. They continually and perpetually say one thing and do the other and then have the balls to yell at me for simply pointing it out.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
How do you think, Alex...
Can we get my Sam Kennedy laugh at some point?
How do you think Alex Cora feels? Alex Cora is probably pissed off again because they don't give him what he needs. I mean, maybe they don't care. Maybe Alex Cora is sitting there and collecting his check and he doesn't care. But I have to believe there are guys on that team playing for that team who wanted some help. Trevor Story talked about it the other night about how he felt like they had an opportunity after a couple years here to go for it. And there have to be guys who are pissed.
Imagine being Alex Bregman. You get here, it's been an absolute S show since you've gotten here. Yeah, you're winning games right now, but overall, you're like looking at this front office like it's a joke. Yeah.
So who is it? Because Courtney asked the question, right?
This is going to be my lead.
It's your lead?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that. Real quick, let's open up the Window World of Boston WEI weather window, if we could, and poke his head outside here on the ocean. In Fall River, Curtis, what do you see out there?
I see some rain, drizzle, nothing too crazy, not torrential downpours, but wet morning till around 10 a.m. Afternoon here, it's going to be cloudy skies around 71. Perfect day tomorrow for the poker run.
Yes.
77 and sunny. Sunday, 80 and sunny. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend back home. Perfect weather, much cooler. No more rain and sunshine. Great weather. I saw Eric Fisher, my rival at CBS, tweet out that it is a perfect weekend for the Pan Mass Challenge. So Santo's got great biking weather.
Excellent.
Good job, Curtis.
This annual event that they do here tomorrow is incredible. It's all these boats that do, well over 100 miles an hour, and they all right out here under the Braga Bridge. They all get gather tomorrow, fire up the engines, and make their way around Newport and Jamestown and everywhere down here. And it's all raising money for the Greg Hill Foundation. So I want to thank them for that. Mike and Nicole Lund, they do an unbelievable job with this event every year, and I'm glad they chose us as the beneficiary. So
it was under that bridge last year where I saw Wiggy see his life flash before his eyes.
Yeah. No, and the boats that they do, they're all topless, though. They're not like the one we're in. They're all like, you know, where you...
They are all... What's going on over there, Griff?
Is Ken
screwing with things?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Don't worry, bud.
Oh, Eamon is.
Breslow. Breslow's messing with it.
Oh, who is that out there?
It's Breslow.
That's Michael. Michael's screwing with things. Oh. Nice job, Mike.
Good job, Mike.
Wiggy, can you be honest? The reason you got on the boat is because you heard it was topless?
No. I mean, generally, you get on boats then when you hear they're topless. Right. But the one we were on, it's called a cigarette boat, right?
Yes. Yeah. But it had a top, yeah.
It had a top on it.
Let's, if we could, get to at least a lead this morning, Shine.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for... lead.
Well, I'm a Portuguese sailor. I got a knife for a pretty girl. I've spent 7 years on a whaler. I've had some good times around the world. But when I landed in Fall River, she was staying at the Somerset Motel. I should never have left Devoro. Now I won't see her anymore. Never have left
Devoro.
Now I won't see her anymore.
Oh, Sean, I love it. I gotta tell you, you stumped me. I don't know the artist. Was that a big hit? Fall River, I'm assuming that's called, Sean?
Yeah, it's called Oh Fall River by Alika and the Happy Samoans.
I love those guys.
Oh, great song.
They're
love
much
it.
Better live.
Leads this morning here from Fall River, brought to you by Subaru. And it is Make It a Subaru Summer. And find your local authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Sean, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. I just wanted to try and spread some positivity today because I know today's a very negative day after what the Red Sox did to us at the deadline by doing absolutely nothing and not helping anybody. Football's here. We got football last night, finally. One of the best things, too, about last night, did you see the virtual measurement for spotting the football? That was almost erotic. I'm just happy that football season is here. I'm so pumped. It's something to look forward to. The Patriots will be, at the very minimum, the Patriots are going to be a fun, competitive football team. That is the best news we've had here in this city when it comes to football in like 3 years, maybe 4 years, maybe longer. Who knows? But I'm excited. I'm ready for football to start. The Hall of Fame game was a great way to kick it off, and I couldn't be more happy about that, you know, outside of the Sox doing nothing yesterday.
Okay. Were you bothered by the anthem? Somewhere I was not last night. I thought it was cool. The guy who did it, military guy, not necessarily the greatest singer in the world.
I
thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, like, whenever it has anything to do with the military, we're not talking about Beyonce. Like, let them just do it.
Yeah, why not have regular people do the anthem when regular people want to do the anthem?
Agreed.
Like, I don't.
Shime, did you take your hat off? Like the guy that did it at Bernie's?
No, I didn't. Sorry. Oh,
okay. No, Shime, you're right. Thank God for football season.
Yep. Oh, amen.
All right. We are at Pier 52 in Fall River, and it's a Flex Friday, and we will be back with more leads coming up next. The Major League Baseball trade deadline passed last night at 6 with the Red Sox doing diddly squat. And it is a Flex Friday show. We are in Fall River with a whole bunch of great people who are out this morning. Nice to see you guys. Thank you. Thank you for being here. This show is brought to you by Miller Lite. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary today of the original light beer. And for 50 years, it has been Miller time, New England. And we will talk to Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, at 9 this morning about why he was unable to get a legitimate deal done for this baseball team. In the meantime, we got leads left this morning, including one from Curtis. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So right to Dan Shaughnessy today, really good column on the disastrous trade deadline. Quote, "The Sox treat loyal fans like chumps. They take them for granted. They continue to gaslight Red Sox Nation making pledges about playing meaningful games in September and October, but deep down they value payroll flexibility and controllable contracts over winning the World Series. Perfectly summed up, encapsulates where they are as an organization. The Red Sox won the World Series with the best team ever, record-wise, in 2018. They followed it up the next year by getting rid of the person that built that team in Dave Dombrowski, because he had the audacity to spend and win. It was a high-priced endeavor, and it was wildly successful. That exact same plan is now in Philadelphia. They've been to the World Series. They've totally reshaped that organization. I think they're doing pretty well financially at Citizens Bank Ballpark down there. This group, led by John Henry, cares far more about the fact that he wants to turn Major League Baseball into the NHL, where you have guaranteed contracts, where you can budget the cash cow of the Red Sox, knowing the ceiling, and thereby using it further to put cash into new endeavors with Fenway Sports Group. I have said this, and I've been wrong on a million things. The Red Sox have shown you who they are. They don't care about you. People that care about you don't lie to your face constantly while charging you top dollar for that treatment. They can't even figure out their stupid deal with Aramark because it's just a nuisance. What I am and I represent is a nuisance because I just say it what it is and they can't handle it because they know that what I'm saying is true, which is why Sam gets so mad. He wants to hire me so he can fire me. Ooh, like that group is detestable.
They don't seem to operate Liverpool in the same way, though.
But wait, like, for it. Once they get to a certain point in Liverpool, they'll turn that into a cash cow, and then they'll use that to buy a Roma team or PSG.
I mean, they are spending over there like crazy on free agents.
A great segue into my league.
Okay, all right.
If I may.
Yeah. You certainly can.
They've spent $269 million so far this offseason on Liverpool. And what I brought up earlier is that I can't completely just blame Craig Breslow about this entire thing. And I understand it's his job. And in some people's mind, he gets to choose how this thing plays out. For 3 years, we had Heim Bloom. And I understand one of those years was COVID, so it was a weird year. But we just talked about how for the last four seasons, the Red Sox have done nothing at the trade deadline. Two of those seasons have been with Heim Bloom. The first time that we were able to speak to Craig Breslow was at Fenway. It was me, you, Ken, Baseball Brett.
Yeah.
And I asked a question, what are you going to do differently than what Heim Bloom did? Because a lot of people felt like Heim Bloom was cheap. I walked away from asking that question and felt bad about it because I said, oh, Craig Breslow, former player, he's going to be different. He's going to be this. He's going to be that. It's not his fault because we've done the same exact thing. If you go back and look at where the Red Sox were at the trade deadline in 2021, they were 60-42. Basically, very similar to where we are right now. In 2022, 50-52. So 2021, they were 60-42. 2022, 50-52. Then, of course, Heim Bloom gets the boot. We get Craig Breslow. Nothing's changed. It starts at the top. If John Henry is spending $269 million overseas during the offseason there, his attention is there. He does not care about what's going on here. He has the checkbook closed, and that's the bottom line. And I can't wait for Craig Breslow to come on this show this morning at 9 and to ask him, are you able to make decisions how you want to, or does somebody else need to sign off on everything you do?
Well, he's not going to give you a straight answer. They don't answer any question with the facts. I don't. You know,
we should still ask. I mean,
I think we know, though, and that's kind of part of my lead of where it is. Is like we know because they haven't done anything in the trade deadline. I agree with Curtis for whatever it is, 4 years. But what they did differently this year is they paid Crochet, they paid Bregman. Then the question I then will ask is, you can't sit here and blame all of it on John Henry when they pay in the offseason. You can't not blame Cora because you tell me in the offseason the reason why they signed Bregman is because Cora made that deal happen. So if Cora can make the deal happen in the offseason to get Bregman, does he not have enough power to make a deal happen during the trade deadline?
I think John Henry wanted Bregman as well. John Henry posted a photo after smoking a cigar after they signed
him.
Well,
I mean, but if you know you're going to spend $40 million on Bregman, John Henry signing off, and Cora is the guy going, we want him. And if there were reports that Breslow wasn't on the same page, I just don't understand when you have the trade deadline and you have the money, you spent the money in the offseason, so you've shown the fans that, hey, we're willing to spend money, but yet you get here. And then, so is Breslow the guy who goes, I don't want to give up prospects for this guy? And John Henry goes, why would you not?
I think it is clear that the reason that they don't, as an organization, want to part with prospects is because that is the most affordable way to operate the baseball team. Like, they are.
But when they hired Breslow, Greg, what we heard is that Heim Bloom was too resistant.
Yep.
That Breslow arrived and he made the Sale trade, right? So you get Vaughn Grissom, who sucks, but you got rid of Chris Sale. Oh, and then he won the NL Cy Young. Anyway, and he celebrated for it. That would have been laughable years ago. But they said that the credit goes to Breslow because, like Danny Ainge to Brad Stevens, Danny Ainge was too consumed with maintaining the stockpile of picks that to make trades to enhance the team, whereas Brad Stevens was able to go out there and get guys like Derek White. You look at the Red Sox, they said Heim Bloom was too resistant to risk.
No.
And Breslow was going to come here. Now the reality is they just don't want to do it because it's expensive. That's it. It's not about Breslow or Heim Bloom. It's about the fact that the organization doesn't care.
This is Bill from Boston. Bill, good morning. What's going on?
I agree with Courtney. You have to ask Breslow that question because the non-answer is going to be the answer. No, he doesn't have any permission to do whatever he wants to improve the team, his marching orders, or to improve the bank account. And to fool the fans, that's what he's doing. What are we going to do, go all the way with Dustin May? Such a joke.
Yeah. All right. We will get to talk to Craig Breslow about all of this coming up at 9 on a Flex Friday from Fall River. And we will be right back with a lead from my guy Wiggy over here and a lead from yours truly at Pier 52 coming up next.